Okay. We're on Zayin Amid Aleph. Okay. We're going to start on top of the page, second line from the top. 7A1, Zayin Amid Aleph, second line from the top. We learn a few lines of the Gemara, and there's a long, interesting thesis here. A very practical thesis. Okay, the Gemara says, Rav Ami Shoril Milvah B'Tchil B'Shabbos. Rav Ami says, you can get married Friday and live with your wife the first time Friday night. Amar the Rabban, said, I have a ksuba ksuba, but you didn't have a ksuba. Because the Gemara thought, the Gemara in those days used to write the ksuba after the wedding, right after the chuppah, and then it's Shabbos. So how can you write the ksuba? Amalu, he answered it for Sue Metaltalin. He's speaking that the guy gave her Metaltalin as collateral, and because it was given as collateral, it was like she had it already. So that you didn't need to write it. Rav Zvit said you could get married on Friday and have relations on Friday night. Some people say, not only did Rav Zvit say you could, but Rav Zvit Gufa Bar B'Tchil B'Shabbos. He himself did it. He got married on Friday, and he was together Friday night. Rav Yudah Shari L'Mivol B'Tchil B'Yomtiv. Rav Yudah said you can get married out of Yomtiv. Because Yomtiv, by the way, you're not allowed to get married. Yomtiv Chol HaMoed is forbidden to have a wedding. Because the Gemara says, V'samachta b'chagecha, v'loi b'ishtecha. The Gemara learns that biblically, by the way. You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. Yom Tov you can anyway, because you're acquiring, like Shabbos. But even Chol HaMoed, it's biblically forbidden to get married on Yom Tov.
How about if it's a second wife, and you don't have a mitzvah pruvah ruvah anymore?
Still you're not allowed to.
Because of ma'avin simcha?
Yeah, you're ma'avin simple simcha. Okay.
Shabbat is not a simcha?
No. First of all, you can get married on Shabbos either. I'm saying you can get married out of Yom Tov. You can't get married on Yom Tov. Or Chol HaMoed, you can't get married. No, this is speaking Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. When he says over here, Rav Yudah Shari L'Mivol B'Tchil B'Yom Tov, you can do it the first time in Yom Tov. Amar Rav Papi Mishmei D'Rava, Lei Tema B'Yom Tov Shari. You shouldn't say what he meant is, Yom Tov you're allowed to, Habe Shabbos Aser, because Rav Yudah said you can get married, you can do it the first time Yom Tov. So that would imply, but Shabbos is forbidden. Because if he says it's allowed in Shabbos, Yom Tov for sure is allowed. Right? So the Gemara says, no, because Hu Adin Afilu V'Shabbos Nami Shari. Rav Yudah also said you could do it on Friday night the first time. Why did he say Yom Tov? Because that was the story. It happened that a guy got married out of Yom Tov, or the day before, whatever, and Rav Yudah said you could do it on Yom Tov the first time.
But yeah. Yom Tov is okay, no?
Yeah. So he says, Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava, but Rav Papa in the name of Rava says, no. Be Yom Tov Shari, be Shabbos Osir. Yom Tov yes, and Shabbos not. So Gemara is going to Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa, my daitoch. What's your reason to differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov? That Shabbos you can't, and Yom Tov you could. Why? Are you saying, because you can make a wound for permissible things, meaning for food. So therefore, there's a rule in Lalach like this, okay? The Torah says, Acha sheyochol chol nefesh, hu levada yosalachem. The Torah says, on Yom Tov you're allowed to do things for food. So the question is, why can you carry on Yom Tov?
You can.
Yeah, why can you? Because what does that have to do with food?
It's the same. You need to carry food to cook to somebody.
I'm asking you a question. Can you carry a talis on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with food? Can you bring a baby in a stroller on Yom Tov?
No, the Tzorach, it says it.
1 minute. The Torah only permitted you can only do what the Torah permits for food. Yeah? So the Gemara discusses in Beya, over here we'll see in the stasis, over here this interesting stasis. The question is, why can I carry a talis, or a handkerchief, or a baby, or a sefer, why can I carry on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, and it's not food. So the Gemara says, and we'll see, there's an argument between Beisham and Beisilu, by the way. Miteich shehutra l'tzeirach, hutra nami shalei l'tzeirach. This is what the Gemara says. Because you're allowed to do it for food, the Chachamim permitted you to do it even not for food. And Tosis is going to explain, not stam, you can't just do anything. Okay? It has to be for the need of Yom Tif. That means on Yom Tif you can't just carry something. You can't just carry on Yom Tif. It has to be for the need of Yom Tif. Okay? Or for a mitzvah, or, well, we'll see in Tosis that discusses this. So the Gemara says like this, because the Torah permitted for permissible use, meaning for food, the Torah permitted even shalei letzeirich, even if it's not for food. Okay? Now, he said to him like this, Yitzhayla, you're making a wound. He says like this, why are you telling me Yom Tov if you could do it? Are you making a wound? The answer is, because for food you're allowed to make a wound, therefore, for Bio, you could also make a wound. So he says, Elamayat, if that's the case, Motelatz is Mugmer B'yomtif. You should be allowed to make, Mugmer is to make this clothes smell good.
Making a wound as a shechita?
Shechita
animal to eat?
Shechita is for food. We're talking about relations. We're talking about relations. The first time is Chabura, so then the question is...
What is Mugmar, he said?
You're allowed to make a wound on Yom Tov?
For food. Like Shechita, yeah. Like Shechita, right. Oh, good.
Just
1 minute. He says like this. If the Chedit should be made, permitted to make incense, to burn on Yom Tov, to perfumenize, which is incorrect English, to perfumenize clothing or vessels. In the old days, they used to make, okay, it means like this, okay?
Put cologne on their clothing.
Huh? Put cologne on the clothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the din is like this. Let me explain something. This is a din Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, by the way. You're not allowed to create new things on Yom Tov. Okay? So, creating a smell in garment is creating a smell. It's called melid. Before it didn't have it, now it has it. So you created something new, which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Now there's a din, and by the way, Shabbos is also forbidden. Now there's a din like this. They used to make incense, the burn incense that has a good smell, and then they would smoke the clothing with this incense, and it would smell good. Now, obviously Shabbos, you can't cook the incense. How do you get the smoke? They cooked it, right? So Shabbos for sure you can't do it. Number two, going off a bit, that even to create a smell in clothing Shabbos is, according to all opinions, forbidden. Okay? There's a machlekes in halacha, even contemporary halacha, I'm saying. In Al Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch talks about it too. But there's, big Shulchan Aruch too. But are you allowed to create a smell on a person's body or in the air? Everybody says on clothing you cannot create a smell. Because you're meledech, because it's a permanent type of a smell. There's a machlaikis in poskim, are you allowed to do it on your body or in the air?
What's the name of the melacha?
It's meled.
It's more just.
Meled is midrabban.
Yeah.
I'm talking about rabbinically.
Like a spray, you mean?
Oh, so now the question is. There's two issues. There's removing a bad smell. Like if somebody in the bathroom, they spray to take away the foul odor, that's not creating a smell. What happens if the room doesn't smell bad? You just want to create a nice smell in the room. So you'll take whatever and spray it all around the room. Or are you allowed to put perfume on your body? Okay? So many poskim hold you're allowed to. And Al Rebbe in Hilchos Yom Tov says, because what he says over there is interesting, then the Gemara says, the Kohanim, when they did Birchat Kohanim, Duchanin, they would put their hands into, like the Persians probably...
Rose water.
They don't know if they use rose water. They weren't Persian. But I don't know if they use rose water, but they basically would have a smell good water. smell good plumber. They would have... smell water, you know, water smelling, the good smell, and they would soak their hands in, and then when they duchened, it like gave off a good smell in the room. So the Alter Rebbe says you shouldn't do it. In Hilchus Yom Tov, Alter Rebbe says.
Because of Molad.
Because of Molad.
Which is the Derabana.
Right. Yeah, but you shouldn't do it. And here the Gemara is not talking about that aspect of it. I just mentioned that Derech Agav. Here the Gemara is talking about like this. L'cha'eda, if you're telling me that why can you make a chabura? Because you're allowed to make a chabura for food, so you can make a chabura, even not for food. If that's the case, you should be allowed to cook incense and Yom Tov to be able to smell off your garments. Why? The mitur shahutra havara l'tzeirach, since kindling, making a fire, is allowed for food, hotanami shalei l'tzeirach, it should also be allowed. Right? Yet, okay, the Gemara says, that he brings down, the Mishnah says in Be'ah, that it's forbidden to do that.
So, I mean, this, so all 39 malachas, you can do it.
Yeah, that's basically what he's asking. Okay? Right? So you ask the question like this. How can you say there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? You know, the Shabbos you're not allowed to because you're making a chabura. But Yom Tov, you're allowed to. Why? Because he's asking, this is your logic? Because you can make a chabura for food, you can make a wound for this also? It can't be. Then if that's the case, you should be allowed to burn incense and Shabbos and Yom Tov to make a nice smell on your clothing. And the Mishnah Beis says you're not allowed to do it. So he answered him like this. Amalei, he said to him like this. Alech Amar Kra, about you, the Torah says. In other words, you don't know what you're talking about. Ach asher yochol l'chol nefesh. The Torah adds the word. The Torah doesn't say, ach adav asher yochol. The Torah could have said something which is eaten, you could do on Yom Tov. The Torah says, asher yochol l'chol nefesh. What's the Torah adding l'chol nefesh? It should be davar hashava l'chol nefesh. Something which is common to all people is permitted on Yom Tov. Meaning like this. Burning incense, they bring down, Rashi says, only special people did it. Okay? Mugmer eina, Rashi says, this mugmer stuff is only for a mefunik. What do they call me? A particular, what do they call it in English?
Educated person.
No, they call it fastidious person. I mean, that guy, he needs to smell good. You know what I mean? So he says like this. Mugmar, in other words, what he's telling him, when you say, Mitech shehutra avar l'tzeirach, hutra avar shulei l'tzeirach, when you're allowed to make a fire for food, you're allowed to make a fire for everything else, but it has to be a fire that everybody would, it's a type of fire cooking that everybody would benefit from it. This, people don't benefit from the mugmars, from the smell good clothing, the incense. So therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Okay? So he says, Amar le Rav Acha, what?
The Alter Rebbe says not to do on Shabbos with the good smelling water? Put your hands in it?
Yeah, for the Kohanim.
Oh, for the Kohanim. Oh, just inside the Kohanim.
No, but from there you see the Alter Rebbe holds. I mean, Leperl, you know, the Shaila, can you put... There's a difference between deodorant to remove a bad smell or perfume, which is to create a good smell. Right? So there are poskim, the Alter Rebbe is machmir, even though the Rabbanim all say you're allowed to do it, but it's better not to. For a person to put perfume or cologne on a Shabbos. Most poskim say you could do it. The Alter Rebbe seems to be machmir not to do it.
A spray is different, Anderson?
That's to remove a bad smell. That's not to create a good smell. Some people say, you know, there's two types of deodorants also. Some are scented. Yeah, but even the scented ones, you're not doing it for the smell. It doesn't give a smell. Perfume, cologne is a different story. But here the Gemara is not talking about that aspect. The Gemara is talking about the cooking aspect. So the Gemara answers, you know why the Mishnah and Beis says you can't cook Mugmer and Yom Tov? Because it's not something that everybody uses. Only special individuals use it. So he says like this, Amalei Rav Acha b'nei d'Rav l'Rav Ashi. Okay? So Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, Ela me'at according to you, Nizdam and Leitzvil b'Yom Tov, if a deer became available on Yom Tov, okay? Hoyel v'ein eshov v'lechol nefesh. Because deer was a very expensive meat. Even today, I mean, where do you get deer? It's a very expensive meat. Who ate deer?
Rich people.
Oh, good, you got it. Only rich people. So Ravai, he asked me like this, if that's the case, he said, if somebody gets a deer on Yom Tov, you shouldn't be allowed to shecht it. Mm-hmm. Because only for rich people. He says, Elamayata, Nizdamalei Tzvi B'Yom Tov, Hoyovei Neshova L'chol Nefesh, because a deer is not for everybody, because it's only for the rich. Hachanami Dosa L'mishrechei. He can't shecht it. It's not true. Allah, he said to him, I understand what you're talking about. I'm saying, not deer is needed by all people. Meaning, it might be expensive, but if it would be available for him, he would do it.
It's like saying to buy a 50-pound fish to eat.
Yeah, in other words, like this. Dumar answers, Mugmar only the Mafuna can do it, did. Only the fastidio, whatever, whatever. That nobody else did, but Tzvi, yeah, I can't afford it. But if I went to somebody's house and he gave me Tzvi, a deer, I wouldn't eat it. Of course, I need it.
And in Malacha, that everybody is potential of doing it, they can do it. Then it's muta.
No, we'll see in Taisus. Okay. Okay, this is very little rush. Look at the Taisus on the left. Mitei shu'ot l'tzeirach. Okay, Pirush, what does it mean? Because it was permitted letzeirich, meaning for cooking, you could do it even not letzeirich. So Taita says, Pirush, what the Gemara means is, letzeirich eichol nefesh. Because it was allowed for the need of cooking, food, hotenami shalei letzeirich eichol nefesh. So the Chachamim permitted, even if it's not for the sake of eichol nefesh. But, bilvad, sheyetzeirich anos hayim, you need to have benefit for Yom Tov or Tzeirich Chiyah Mitzvah to do a mitzvah. Like the Talmud is going to say, like Hatzoyes, Hatzoyes Katan Lemuli. Are you allowed to carry a kid out on Yom Tov to get to a bris? So you're allowed to. Why? It's nothing to do with food. But you're carrying him for a mitzvah. So you'd be allowed to carry a baby on Yom Tov. Or Sefer Teira Likrispei. Or Taisa says, you can carry a Sefer Torah to read from a Sefer Torah. It has nothing to do with food, but you're doing it for a mitzvah. Or Lulav Latzizbe. But Taisa says, Avol Shalei Letzeirach Hayem Kal. This is a very important rule in Halacha, by the Taisa is used in Halacha. But something which is not needed at all for Yom Tov, like Heitzah Avonim, yeah? It's taking out stones. That there's no reason that you need the stones on Yom Tov. That would be forbidden. The mechayiv, then he would be chayiv for carrying on Yom Tov. In other words, Taisus is saying this whole concept. What the Gemara said, "Miteich shehutra letzeirach, hutra nami shloy letzeirach," doesn't mean shloy letzeirach klal, no need. It means it has to be a need. Either you need it for Yom Tov, or you need it for a mitzvah. Then you can carry. But stam to carry. Taisus says you're not allowed. If you carry stones, meaning no reason, you'd be chayiv.
Do we do like this? Like when we go to shul, we need a talit, we take it. But can we bring it back home?
Yes, that halacha says, because when you take it, you need it back home for safety.
Peace of mind?
Yeah.
It's not a mitzvah.
Doesn't matter. Once you're allowed to bring it for the mitzvah, you can bring it back.
It's part of yeah. that.
Well, Taisus is an interesting thing. Ha'eifa miyom tev l'chol. If somebody bakes from Yom Tov for after Yom Tov, the Rav Chista the Amar Leike, who says in that case, the Gemara says Rav Chista holds, if somebody cooks on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov, he transgressed biblically the mitzvah of Yom Tov. The Yom Tov you don't get capital punishment like Shabbos. With Shabbos, if you desecrate Shabbos, you get kares or skila. Yom Tov, if somebody writes on Yom Tov, it's only a lav. You only get malchus. There's no capital punishment for Yom Tov, right? So Rav Chista says, if somebody cooks on Yom Tov, but not for Yom Tov, for after Yom Tov, he's going to get malchus. It's tzeirach. He's cooking for a need. The answer is, it's not a need of Yom Tov. And therefore you can't. Mishum delesli hoyel, because Rav Chista doesn't hold of the reason of hoyel. What does hoyel mean? The Gemara says over there in Bay like this. Those that disagree with Rav Chista hold that if somebody cooks on Yom Tif, for after Yom Tif, he doesn't get Malkus. He doesn't get whipped. Why not? He says like this. Because Hoyle means since. If I have guests, guests might pop up, pop in, and I'll be able to give them food. So therefore, how can you get whipped? It's like you can't warn the guy that he's doing something wrong. Maybe guests are going to come. And then what he did was allowed. Because he cooked on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. Huh? If somebody cooks on Yom Tov. No. What happens if the guy cooked Yom Tov is Thursday? The guy cooks on Yom Tov for Friday. He's going to be busy at work on Friday. Thursday he's nothing to do with himself. It's Yom Tov. I'm going to go cook. So Rav Chista says you get Malkus. The ones that argue in Rav Chista said you don't get Malkus. You desecrated Yom Tov. But they say, you know why you don't get Malkus? Because if guests pop into your house later in the afternoon,
on Yom
Tov, you'll be able to give them the food you cooked for the next day. Right?
There's a heter kind of.
Hoyle sins. So basically what it boils down to is, when they warned you not to do it, because in order to get Malkus you have to be warned. Right? They can't warn you a definite thing. You're not definitely doing something wrong, because if guests pop in, then you never did anything. It's called a Asra Sofik. It's a warning and a doubt. And a doubt, you can't do that. You can't give somebody Malkus. So Rav Chista doesn't hold of the concept of Hoyle. He says there's no such thing as guests. You're not cooking for guests, so therefore you get Malkus. What do you see from Rav Chista? L'cheira, it's L'tzeirach. There's a need to it. So Taisa says, it's not Tzeirach Yom Tif. In other words, this that the Chachamim permitted, Shalei L'tzeirach doesn't mean no need at all. It has to be a need or a mitzvah for that day of Yom Tov.
So why is the language like this? Shalei L'tzeirach.
That's what they says. What does L'tzeirach mean? L'tzeirach Eichel Nefesh. Because the Torah permitted L'tzeirach Eichel Nefesh, Hutra Shalei L'tzeirach. They permitted it also, not for food, but they says not stambazay, not, it has to be a need.
So in the Talis story, if you have a locker in the shul, it's better to put it in the locker.
But Chlal, the Rebbe Rashab, is brought down the Poskim, by the way, also. The Rebbe Rashab didn't want people carrying Yom Tov. In our circles, we don't wear watches in Yom Tov. We don't wear watches. Why don't we wear Yom Tov if you can carry? Because you could do without the watch. The Rebbe Rashab, even when he went to Tashlich, didn't carry his siddur and glasses. He gave it to Bacha to carry.
That's different than Talis.
No, the Poskim bring down that stop carrying on Yom Tov, it's better to avoid carrying anything on Yom Tov.
I know, but the items that if you use it, then you're worried about it, you can use it. The guy,
he's saying something else. He said, if you have a locker in shul, let's say, then it's better not to carry the Talis on Yom Tov.
No, you feel more comfortable with the Talis still at home.
I understand. So if that's the case, then you're allowed to. But if there's mamish note, if it's a locked locker, again, or you want to bring a baby to shul, yeah? So it's Seirach HaYayim, you want the wife and the kid to come to shul.
Yeah, that's not a problem. But
I'm saying stam, even if you want to go for a walk, you're allowed to. Because it's enjoyment of the Yom Tov. But stam, the taste says, to carry stones for no reason is chayiv, he says. You get malchus. He designated them. Taisus have done a case where there's no purpose at all for what you want to carry. By the way, this whole concept of hoyel ikloy orchem that you might have orchem is a whole heter of erev tafshilin. By the way,
heter of
the heter of erev tafshilin. Mm-hmm. When Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Friday Shabbos, yeah, you have to make erev tafshilin to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Otherwise, you're not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Yeah. What's the heter? Why can you cook Friday for Shabbos?
You start and you continue.
What's the heter though? You can't put a bechol on Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. You can't put a chicken Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. Halacha says it has to be edible on the day of Yom Tov. Why? Because since guests might come, so then cooking on one day Yom Tov for the next is not necessarily biblically forbidden, because you might have guests, not like Rav Chista. Taisa Rav Chisda doesn't hold a veil. Because you might have guests that will come, and then you'll be able to feed them. Yeah? So therefore, cooking in that case is only midrabanon. So because you made an Erev Tavshilin, the Chachamim allowed it. But if you put up food right before Shabbos, that's not edible on Friday, you're not allowed to, even with an Erev Tavshilin. Because then you're not, you can't say, I'm cooking on Yom Tov, because maybe guests will come Yom Tov. If guests come on Yom Tov, the food's not edible for them. It's not cooked.
No, Erev Tavshilin you put before Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov.
Now, I'm saying, even with an Erev Tavshilin, you're only allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos if the food is going to be edible on Friday. Even with an Erev Tavshilin that you did Erev Yom Tov, right? Even when you make it, it's the Gemara Shulchan Aruch. You can only, the heter of Erev Tavshilin is only when the food will be edible on the first, on Friday. Why? Because min ha-Torah, then I'm allowed to cook because maybe guests will come. It's only rabbinically, because I don't have any guests lined up yet. Right? But the whole heter is because the food is going to be ready in case guests come later on the day, on Friday. I'll have what to feed them. So therefore, min ha-Torah, I'm allowed to do it. Right? So therefore, because I made an Erev Tavshilin, the Chacham say you could do it too. But even with an Erev Tavshilin, you can't put a food Friday late after, 10 minutes before Shkia, before Lichbench, whatever, and put up a chalent.
As long as it's not cooked.
This one, no, yeah, everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Those but, are halacha, no.
No, like by Shabbat, right? Can you put like a chicken not cooked or something not cooked, like late Friday? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Not the regular Friday.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Not chicken meat.
You can do that.
Because it's not going to cook anyway.
You cannot do that.
Right, because you're not to cook from Friday for Shabbos.
When do you have Erev Tavshilin?
Even with an Erev Tavshilin. It's only. I know a lot of people don't.
Wow, I don't know.
That's why we learn. It's only if the food would be technically edible for guests in case they showed up on Friday. That's what they're saying here. Rav Chisda doesn't hold of that concept.
That's the only situation that Shabbos is more makel than
Yom Tov. It's not a question of makel. It's a whole different story.
I know. I mean, it's more chomor.
Yeah. Shabbos, you can't do it. Friday, you can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Could I turn on a light on Friday and let it burn on Shabbos? Yeah. Why?
Because
I did everything on Friday. Yeah? So putting up chicken on Friday for Shabbos, what's the problem? I didn't do it. I'm not cooking on Shabbos. The answer, you might stir the pot. You might so you need a blech. Yeah? Here's a whole different story. He was talking about cooking on Yom Tov for the next day. The only heter to cook on Yom Tov min ha-Torah is because the guests might come. Right.
Why hachana is not a question here?
Hachana of what? That's the Gemara talks about in Beit, the whole Gemara about hachana,
mechinu. Because we made an Erev Tavshilin, so that's like as if you prepared food for Shabbos already, so this is for Friday for guests.
Not for guests. So therefore, it's only midrabanus. Chum said by starting to cook on Friday before Yom Tov, it's going to be remembrance not to come to cook on one day for the next.
So it is a shtikul haram then?
Yeah.
But it's
Mutter, it's Hashem. It's Halacha says you can do.
Right. So that's only second day Yom Tov.
Right.
The first day Yom Tov?
You can't.
You can't do it Harama?
No. Oh, yeah. First day you mean for the second day?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can, if you're having two guests, you can't cook for 50.
No, let's say you don't know if this kind of guests are going to pop in or not.
How many guests? Okay, do me a favor.
This is salami talking about. It might take a whole
shulman. Okay. Or Taisa continues. Or Shchitas Eilus Nedavid Shari LeBeis. Yeah. It says Beis Hillel holds you can shecht Eilas Nedava. Now an Eila is a burnt offering, right? The Shaila is like this: if somebody wants to donate a carbon Eila on Shabbos, you can't bring it. Can shecht on Shabbos. The carbon tamid that the Torah says you must bring, so that you bring. Right? The carbon in Shabbos, you have a carbon musaf also. Right?
For Yachid, no.
No, but it's a donation, no.
No.
Because you're mechal Shabbos. So Shaila is, can a person bring, so Shlomim, Karban Shlomim that everybody eats, everybody says on Yom Tov you could bring. Because you're eating, the Kohenim are eating, everybody's eating it. But if you bring a Karban Ayla, a burnt offering, can I bring a burnt offering gift on Yom Tov? So Beis Shammai says no, because you're not eating it, right? You're burning on the Mizbech, Cheetah, you're doing all these sins. And Beis Hillel says you could.
Because of Lo Shevut.
One minute, so Taisus says, no, it's Minat Taidi, you're shechting. Hainu mishum shleye shulchan achmolei v'shulchan rabba chaser. So Beis Hillel says an interesting reason in the Gemara there. Beis Hillel says, you know why you could bring a carbon to Lechayr? Nobody's eating it. How can you bring a donation carbon, the Dovi? Your shechita, which is Minat Taidi on Yom Tif. All the melachas, everything, you're not eating it. So Beis Hillel says, it's Seir Chayim. Why? You have a full table of food and the Mizbech is going to be empty. God's table is empty and you have a whole bunch of food. Doesn't look good. But again, that's a tzeirach for the day.
Well, personal things you can. Personal korban.
No, and Yom Tov Beis Hillel says you could. Shabbos, everybody says you can't. Because you can't do shechit on Shabbos. Can't burn food on Shabbos. Can't do anything on Shabbos. Only those that they have to bring. So those korbanos that Hashem said you have to bring, they brought.
So Shavuot only applies to the Rabbana.
Ain't Shavuot b'Mikdash? Shavuot is what?
Yeah.
Rabbana.
But even in Beis Hamikdash, they brought it before Shabbos. No?
What?
No.
No. Okay, then he says like this. Or.
Nowadays, not.
1 second. You could shecht on Yom Tov for food. Yeah, is it carbon oil of food?
No.
Yeah, so Beis Shammai Taka says he can't. But Beis Hillel says you could.
Food for the Mizbeach.
So he says, I have food for him. Well, it's food for him. So he says, because it doesn't look nice. Your table is full of food and God's the Mizbeach is empty.
There is no hint in Torah. The Torah says, lo, ochel nefesh. It's not ochel nefesh. But is the hint in Torah for that?
But that's why the mitzvah shehuter l'tzeirach, oichel nefesh, huter namishalei l'tzeirach. But that these are all proofs. Taisus is bringing to the statement he made. Taisus made a statement. This that the Gemara says huter namishalei l'tzeirach means there has to be some need, either for Yom Tov or mitzvah. In all these cases, Taisus brought is either lulav, kid, bris, sefer Torah, all mitzvahs, or he gave a case. Or whatever it is, or other things. Now, Taisus asks another question like this. Well, not the, huh?
I'm saying nowadays you're not a shecht, but nobody shechts Yom Tov anymore.
What do you don't matter? If a guy in the, not in America, but in the shtetl, you don't think they shecht the Yom Tov?
No, if it's not
they shechted on Yom Tov.
Nowadays, nobody knows.
Because not practical too, but if you want to shecht.
Me'asharim, they do probably.
Huh?
Me'asharim, no. In Israel?
Me'asharim?
Yeah.
They should shecht people there.
Shecht something.
Women are allowed to shecht, but they don't today.
Nah. A woman's going to shecht a cow. She gets scared looking at the cow. Women don't hold chickens by kaparis. They run away expecting to go shecht a chicken. You crazy. Okay. Now Taisa says another thing. If somebody finds chametz in his house on Pesach, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Right? What do? You have to cover it with a keli. Right? So Taisa is asking on himself, why can't you burn it?
Yeah.
It's a need for it to get rid of the chametz. So Taisa says, "Umeit chametz b'teich beisit." Amrim perikamid the pesach. The Gemara says over there, "Kefal of keli, you cover it with the keli." V'lei shadin and l'sardfei mishum b'teich l'chay. We should permit to burn the chametz. B'teich shehoter because you're allowed to make fire for food. You should do it. Taisa says like this: mishum asa l'sardfei medrabana mishum mukse. The asa l'taltalei. Taisa over there is a different story. Chacham said the object is mukzah. Something which is mukzah, you can't move to burn. The problem is moving it to burn. And the Chacham said it's mukzah, it's mukzah. I look here, why didn't the Chacham take off the dinner muksa?
Yeah, for the Torah.
Yeah, but the Chacham says...
So muksa stam is not taken away because of the Torah? The Torah doesn't apply.
Let's just see a few more lines in Tesis. Our Ein Laimad, you can't say the Eirik Shebitli, when he nullified the Chometz, the Mikokam and Midrabbana Mitzel Lesoyfe at Tzulzer Chayim. Right? The Mitzel Rabbana Nami Shirin, and even for Rabbinic Mitzel we permit, when you can say the concept of Mitech. So Tesis says, Lepel, it's difficult to understand what Tesis says, but Tesis says, bottom line, that you can't burn Chometz and Pesach because it's Muktzah. And if it's Muktzah, you can't move it Shalei Letzeirach. Because what you could do is cover it with a keli.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's outside in your backyard, just put a fire on it without moving it.
Yeah, but...
You don't want to see
the
it.
Fire is going to move it around.
Fire is even, but that's not... That's
a grama.
That's with the shinu.
Could you have a goy come take it?
No, you have to leave it. Now, Tais is an interesting point. Soon Tais is going to get about carrying kids on Yom Tov. Now, there's another machlekes b'sham. It's all from the Gemara Bay, because Bay talks about the Bay of Yom Tov. It says there's an argument b'sham b'silu, b'mvashel gid anoshe b'yom tov ochli. Interesting. Gid anoshe is the hind quarter, the sinew vein, whatever. It's forbidden to eat. It's forbidden to eat. So there's an argument over there. What happens if somebody on Yom Tov cooked the Gid Anosha and ate it? Do they get Malkus for desecrating Yom Tov?
No, when you get the bigger punishment, you're not going to have a less punishment.
What's the point? Both Malkus. They're both Malkus.
Oh yeah? Gid Anosha?
Gid Anosha is Malkus and Yom Tov is Malkus. So the question, do you get twice 39? So the question over here like this. The Beishamai, who doesn't hold this whole concept of Mitech, because it's, I said it before, Beishamai holds that this whole concept of Mitech doesn't exist. Only Eichel Nefesh and nothing else. Yeah? So according to Beishamai, you're going to get Malkus for cooking that Gid Anoshe, even though you ate it. Right? Because you cooked on Yom Tov and you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
But Beis Hillel, the Islam mitech, Beisil holds mitech shehutin l'teich, ain't a leike, that you don't get malchus. Why not? L'cheder, what seirich is it?
Yeah, what
seirich is it? So Tesis says, interesting. Tzarech leimar, afal gavdol echoshiv eichel nefesh. Even though halachically, it's not called food, because isa d'rochav aleh, it's forbidden to eat. Mikoma came et seirich hayem, because he did eat it at the end. He ate it. The fact that he ate the Gid Anoshe means it was needed for the day. I was forbidden food. Okay, it's not Eichel Nefesh. But did I need it for the day? Yeah, because he ate it.
So only get one.
So according to Beis Hillel, he's only get one Malkus for eating, not for desecrating Yom Tov. And Beis Shammai is going to get double header.
But if he does Iker and separates it and like...
No, Gid Anoshe is the part that you take out.
The sinew.
Today, we don't know exactly what the Gid Anoshe is. So in Israel, they're experts in it. Now they're starting to stick an American poskim are screaming bloody murder against it. It's true, it's an amazing about it. Anyway.
It's all business.
All business. There's a part of the animal, the Gid Anoshe, you're not allowed to eat. Okay? It's very hard to what's called tvaybering.
Yeah, it's
the
big muscles.
Yeah, whatever. So apparently in America we don't do it. But not just so, they take out the Gid Anoshe, they do it. And that's why you have filet mignon in Israel.
Yeah.
Not here.
What do you mean, they take it out? You said you're not supposed to eat it.
No, they take out the Gid Anoshe and throw it out.
Oh, I see.
But the rest of it, here in America the whole hind quarter it's called, we don't eat. Because it's very hard to take out the Gid Anoshe. We're not trained in it.
It's more profitable to sell to the Goyim because they pay a premium for it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay, then Tais says like this. Nirality is interesting. Then, Haitzos tinek letayel, carrying out a baby for walking, you know, to go for a walk, havetzeira chayim. That's you're allowed to. Tais says clearly, taking a kid in the carriage for a walk, it's needed for that. But, and this is a very important thing, But if a guy says, bring me something, and you want to carry it out for a guy, Taisa says it's asr. What? But why the Taisa says, but people do it? So nira l'rash, but no. Mishum the Rishus Arabim, they don't they have el karmelis, because we don't have a real Rishus Arabim today. It's only a karmelis. Taisa says dein rochben tezayin ama. Okay. The gabe yomtiv the gozer rabbanon. By rabbanon by yomtiv the chum didn't decree the karmelis.
Tezayin ama.
Yeah. See the machleik is an alocha. What constitutes a Rishus Arabim? Tezayin ama. 16 Amma, or 600,000 people. So, Taisa says, that Ashba says, why do people carry on Yom Tov? Because even their streets were in the shtetls, you know, where they lived in France, where the tiny alleyways, there weren't even 16 Ammas.
How
so
much is that, 16 Amma? 32
feet. Less than 28 feet.
8 meters. A majority hold by that?
Well, no, one second. So Taisa says, the true Rashba says, not even a Rishus Rabbim B'chlal. And it's a karmelis for Yom Tov. The Chacham said, you know, for Simchas Yom Tov, you do it. But there's another issue, Rishus Rabbim. The halacha is, that's the whole issue, that we don't have 600,000 people in one place. Which in the big cities, by the way, you do. LA is Rishus Rabbim Min HaTorah, New York is Rishus Rabbim Min HaTorah, Chicago is Rishus Rabbim Min HaTorah. The big cities that have a few million people, it is.
Jewish or?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No.
But the street, all the streets are...
He says, why? It's an interesting thing. Ki hecha, just like, leitikun rabbonin eruvah chatzedas biyomtiv. It's a very interesting thing. If you want to carry an apartment building, you need to make an eruv chatzedas. Right? The matzah. Yomtiv, there's no such din. There's no din, you need to make an eruv chatzedas on yomtiv.
Oh, yeah, because...
You're not allowed to carry there.
That's all.
Because it's only midir Rabbanan, for Yom Tov, the Chum said it's okay. So he says, if it's a Karmelis, the Rabbanan said you can carry. But Taisa says, interesting, according to the Ri, it will be forbidden to carry on Yom Tov for a guy.
Same as a...
That means if a guy would see you in the street, says, can you bring me that thing? So people don't even think. They just bring it for the...
Even not for Shalom?
Why they cannot do it?
Because it's not Tzedek.
Why is that
for... But for it's Shalom, like, it's not...
You can't invite a guy to your house on Yom Tov, because you're going to be cooking more.
Rabbi Shusman, for Shalom,
because,
I thought...
No. Moshe said a very good point. Hmm. Are you allowed to cook for a guy on Yom Tov? No, and because of that, you're not allowed to invite a guy to your house on Yom Tov, right?
Shabbat you can. Shabbat is okay.
You didn't cook Shabbat.
You're not cooking.
That you should on Shabbat.
You want to
go in.
How about a housekeeper or something like that?
Yeah, Dark Shalom, I mean.
Maybe you're going.
Oh, by the way, the Alter Rebbe in this din, Tavkuf Yudches, says like this. We already explained, Mitar Shutra, Itzah, Letzer, Chaychon Nefesh, you could do Itzah, not. He says, Ubavad shleye b'tzerich Yom Tov ksas. It should be needed for Yom Tov. Afila ena l'tzerich anos haguf. Even if you don't need it for yourself, but for a mitzvah. It's exactly what Taisa says. Katan l'mulei sefetera l'krizbe. Or if you want to go to shul, or the tile is simchas Yom Tov. You want to go for a walk. Vein yochol anichas a katan bebeisi yichidi, and you can't leave the kid alone at home. Or you want to take him to shul, or to go walk with him. That's exactly what Taisa said here. The Rebbe is going to ask your questions of me. You're allowed to take Sidurim Marzeim to Shul when you need it by B'yam. You need to read it that day, not for the next day. Now he says, just like you can bring him to Shul, you're allowed to bring it back. You're only returning it. It's only for money. Hetiro lechachomim lachzirom. You're allowed to give it, bring it back. Why? Shalayimna milahelicham, that you should not bring it. If the chachomim are not going to let you bring it home, then I'm not going to bring it there. If I'm afraid it's going to get stolen. Okay? Now, what happened? Shalich, but Alter Rebbe says an interesting thing. That's only if you brought the talis to shul an yomtiv. Aval emelichon l'sham kredim yomtiv. What happens if you brought the talis to shul before yomtiv? Can I bring it home an yomtiv? So he says, "Ase lachzirim bel beisa biyomtiv," because that's not going to stop you from bringing it because you brought it before yomtiv.
Wow.
Okay. The ancients, but here tastes is a little bit different than Rabbeinu Tam, than the Rimi. He says, it's definitely forbidden to carry even to the street or even into a Carmelist. That's not what the Rashba says. Okay? For instance, can I carry, can I carry the key on Shabbos to my money vault? Or the practical, I'll give you a practical example. You bring your keys, your car keys, to shul. You drive your car to Yom Tov, to shul. Okay. Am I allowed to carry all my car keys on Yom Tov?
That's muksa.
Why is it muksa?
Well, then you're going to use it.
Cannot use it. This is set aside for driving the car.
But the car door, the key opens the door, and opening the door of a car is allowed on Yom Tov, Shabbos. So the light doesn't go on. It's not muksa.
No?
If it's only an ignition key.
Oh, yeah.
Before you were born, I think. They used to have two car keys.
Mm-hmm.
One key opened the door, and one key... You don't remember that?
Yeah. No, in Iran was
remember
like
that?
In Iran was
no?
like this too. In Iran was like this, yeah.
Wait a minute, it was like them on my cars here. Like
even now it's like this.
Years ago, when I was a kid, there was one key for the door, one key for the ignition.
Yeah.
So then the ignition key is takamuktza.
Wow.
The door key opened the trunk... Remember? And the ignition key was only for the ignition.
Yeah.
So the ignition key then would have to be muktzah.
But if you make it part of your keychain.
Oh, he says, what happens if there's food in the box? Okay, then, and there's something you need, then you're allowed to. Okay.
But you have the house's key attached to the key, the car key also. Doesn't that make it okay? If you have the car key with it, the house key also, under the same ring. Isn't that okay?
If it has alarm.
It depends how much, what basis is it.
Which one is
but Alter Rebbe said from chotze to chotze you could. 1 second.
If you bring it before Yom Tov,
you brought it right before Shkia.
Yeah, you can
you
take it back.
Huh?
But the reason you take it on to shul on Yom Tov because you need it. But
yeah.
Since you need it, they tell you, okay, you can bring it back too.
So you need it that you brought it before also. You needed it, so you brought it before Yom Tov. The need is there. I guess it makes it less of an issue. You feel it, you know, if you bring it before, it's not as important for you at home.
If you live 2 miles away, you want to... Take it in your car before you come to shul.
Kufiyut Beis. 1 second, let me just see something tough. Kufiyut Beis.
Some people drive right where it's near. It doesn't matter. They don't care. What if the car gets stuck? Where you are.
Here. Now, Travis says, in this different sim, the Asala hates him as shus la shus bishvil goy. Send through a guy, but you can't carry because you can't hulavadi yasulachem. You're not allowed to do malacha for a guy on Yom Tov. You can't cook for a guy, and therefore you can't carry. That's what Taisus says over here. Taisus is saying over here. This that is mutter is only because it's not a Rosh Hashanah.
What does it have to do with asking a goy to bring you something in?
No, that's two different things. To carry for a goy. Can I carry for a goy?
In the big cities.
A goy can carry.
Yeah.
In the big cities, like.
Well, if it's a mitzvah.
No.
So you can't carry for a goy.
Can carry for a goy, correct.
But could you explain again why, if we bring something before Erev Yom Tov, we cannot take it back?
Because the whole reason why the Chacham permitted you to take it home, because if you don't take it home, you're not going to bring it. But if it was brought before Yom Tov, what heter is there to bring it home?
Because
the heter is, if Yom Tov morning I wake up, I want to carry my talis to shul. I'm allowed to carry it and bring it back. Because I won't be able to bring it back, I'm not going to carry it. So I won't have a talis.
Okay.
But if I brought it before Yom Tov, just to bring it home for no reason, you're not going to allow
it. Because of the worrying about it?
Then what happens if somebody brought a sefer to shul before, okay, and they don't, see, if they need the sefer at home, it's not a problem, because then I need to carry it for, right? But stamp to bring something, let's say I brought a sefer to shul out of Yom Tov, and I forgot it, now Yom Tov, I'm going to carry it at home. Yeah? I wouldn't be allowed to, unless if I learned from the sefer at home. Because I'm carrying back Tesis. That's what Tesis is saying. I mean, Alter Rebbe is saying.
So even if there's an arrow, you're not allowed to carry
for. No, if there's an arrow, you can carry.
For a goy?
Yeah. Because you're not doing a malacha. You can't do a malacha for a goy. If there's an arrow, it's no malacha.
If there's an arrow, you can carry for a
goy. Yeah.